Career and technical education is known as CTE, and all Utah students are required to have 1.5 credits to graduate. Danny Fisher is the director of the CTE and PCCAPS programs. PCCAPS stands for Park City Center for Advanced Professional Studies. The conference is designed to introduce students to the broader curriculum offered through CTE electives.
Well, originally we were looking at how we do our registrants and how we promote our elective courses. And that's been done differently at Eckerd Treasure in the high school. We saw an opportunity to take advantage of some synergies and do these together as one. So we pulled those together. But as we were doing that, we also wanted to find a more holistic way to promote our electives and promote our electives in a way that better helped our students identify what some of their career goals are. And so we decided to create a conference-style event where we will provide the registration information, but that students and families will also have the opportunity to explore different breakout sessions based off of different career paths.
Fisher says in this business environment, many students would benefit from thinking about career paths earlier in their education.
Well, yeah, so a lot of our engineering fields in particular, I mean, engineering is such a fast-growing field, or computer science is also such a fast-growing field that in order to really have our students be best prepared for what they're going to walk into after high school or after college, regardless of what their choice is, they need to be networking and interacting with industry right now. But kind of the goal of CTE is to prepare students for the current marketplace and the marketplace of the future. So pairing them with the right knowledge and skills to be successful regardless on what those positions are that are available when they get to their career.
They'll kick off the evening with a couple of keynote speakers, one from Park City High School, a graduate currently at the University of Utah. The other is a Park City High School senior.
One is Macaulay Finnegan, who graduated Park City High School in 2015 and is currently studying at the U in the Honors Business Program. The other is Ishan Cho. He's a current senior at Park City High School who has spent some time in CAPS. Both of these students really just emulate students who went out there, found their passion, and paired their passion with some CTE classes and some high AP classes and other things to really get the best competitive advantage they could.
Fisher says the keynote speakers will go from 5 to 5:20, and then the evening will be structured like a professional conference, running a couple of hours long.
It's going to work like a conference, so we'll start with that keynote from 5 to 5:20, and then there'll be 5 minutes after that for people to break out and go to one of 30-some-odd sessions that we have focused on either things happening in the district like elementary coding or like PCCAPS and work-based learning or career-specific sessions. We have about 18 career-specific sessions and about 12 sessions that are focused on other topics of interest.
The conference is called the Career Compass event and will be held at Park City High School from 5 to 7 on Monday evening. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.